I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Security forces remain in place this week in a small town roughly 35 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The death toll now stands at 23 following Saturday's cartel attack and subsequent gun battles with Mexican security forces. Violence may be the status quo in Mexico, but God's spirit is still at work. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says one man recently came to the Lord in a parking lot.
He came up to me and he said, listen, I was behind the stage there drinking Heineken's at this club. And of course, he was tattooed all over the left side of his face and around his neck and down his arms. And he said, I just spent 10 years in Pelican Bay. I killed two people. And he said, I don't know why I do bad when I want to do right. And he just started sobbing out of control. And when he got done, I led him in the plan of salvation.
And China Partner just recently celebrated 30 years of ministry. For three decades, they've equipped Chinese church leaders to effectively serve their local bodies of believers.
We don't want to just celebrate 30 years of China Partner, but we want to celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness in his work in China. And that's what we were able to do together. Yeah, I think that over the last 30 years, much has changed. But what is constant is the word of God. What is constant is the love of God. What is constant is that Jesus Christ is still on the throne, no matter what happens.
If you've been following the news, you know China is changing. And that's why China Partners President Eric Berkland says they've had to learn flexibility and trust in God. Find out more about how you can be praying for and supporting China Partners Ministry at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.